I'm Jim Terrell, and I'm exploring the diversity of viewpoints about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Of special interest are individuals and groups with a nonviolent approach, cooperative projects in which Israelis and Palestinians work together for common goals, and the development of civil society. Today, I'm speaking with two Israeli women, Lina Delashe and Noah Nativ. One of them is Jewish, the other Palestinian. They work together in an activist organization called Tayush, Jewish-Arab Partnership. This month, they'll be on a speaking tour of cities in Canada and the United States. This Saturday, June 29th, they'll be at the Brilliant Cultural Center in Castlegar, speaking at 7 p.m. I spoke to Lina and Noah where they're staying in Toronto. First, I asked Lina to tell me when Tayush was set up. Tayush is a relatively new organization, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was established in November 2000.
Uh-huh. And is it mostly young people?
No, we have people in all ages, very young and very old, but basically most of the people are of the ages 25 to 40.
Is there a degree of common ground that you could describe?
Well, the most common ground is we are all against occupation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that none of us believe that the Palestinians don't want a solution or that they have been offered a generous offer and turned it off. But we don't have a manifest, a written manifest, because we each believe that each of us can go on with his own beliefs and gave the group of his own beliefs. So we believe in a fair justice solution for both sides, and we believe that the occupation is to be ended, and we believe Palestinians are to be given their rights within our just solution.
Noah, how would you describe Tayush?
In general, in Tayush, we don't really discuss so much political solutions, because we feel that these things are really not in our hands right now to change. We mostly work around the action we can do now, the activities we can do now, if it's protest, if it's humanitarian aid, if it's work camps, voluntary work camps that we do together to rebuild things together. So it's more about the things we can do right now, and all the more theoretical or more the talk weight.
Uh-huh.
Right now we concentrate on actual work together.
Right. So Tayush is mostly an activist group. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. If we talk, it's just a byproduct. You know. If we discuss these things, political aspects of, you know, what the possible solutions, or what solution can be conceived of for the refugee problem, for instance. These are all issues that come up, but as side products. They're not our main line of activity. They come up because, you know, we're people and we get to know each other and we get to talk, so naturally it comes up, but it's not the focus of the activity. Many people have had enough of all the conversation groups. They were very, very widespread during all the Oslo years, you know.
Really?
Yeah, where a lot of people were used to get together and meet and talk, and there were all these frameworks, you know, for such meetings, coexistence meetings.
These were groups where Palestinians and Israelis got together and talked.
Yeah, but in reality, they didn't change anything. They were, a lot of people remained with a very bad taste
uh-huh.
in their mouth from all these talking activities because they turned out to be almost empty in their implications for reality. Mm-hmm. It was just talk. So Taish tries to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
to act and bless the, and you know, if we talk, then great, but it's not the purpose of our getting together.
Uh-huh. And the main purpose, what I'm hearing you say, is that the main purpose is to end the occupation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. To end the occupation and to work towards equality.
And to work towards equality.
Within Israel, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, and we, you know, it's, the group is a direct action group. It's grassroots direct action. So we try to work from the actual situation, the actual ground level.
Mm-hmm.
Situation.
Well, so tell us some things. What's the most exciting direct action you've been involved in?
Well, most excited. I think every action of us is most exciting. Uh-huh.
Okay, fair enough.
We have all of our activities are very exciting and full of satisfaction. Even the ones that we manage to we don't manage to do what we intend, because eventually we know we do something. So for example, one of the last things we've done was a convoy to South Hebron Mountain, mm-hmm. in which we helped harvesting the wheat with the South Hebron residents that now are in danger of expulsion.
Uh-huh. And these are the people, the cave dwelling people?
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And we went there for about 250, 300 people, about 80 cars, and we went there, all the people, and we talked to people, and we met people in that area, and we helped them harvesting, and we saw the places they live at, and we showed them that we care, and we
intend to fight to help them remain where they are. So it's very touching. I think in that sense it's exciting, you know, that you actually get to interact and to show people that you care, and you see that how they're touched by being in contact with you, and you know, it goes in both directions.
Another activity I'd like to mention is something like the work camp that we had in Kharbat al-Watan, unrecognized village in the Negev. And we helped reconstruct a road that is usually flooded in the winter and prevents kids from getting to their schools. And we've been there for a 2 days work camp that we help people work in the street and prepare it for the kids to be able to go to school.
Reconstructing the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was working with the people from the village and being there and sitting with them and sleeping there and going on work the second day. It shows our political say. It shows that we want the equality for the Palestinians in within Israel, for these unrecognized villages. And at the same time, we do something. We produce something. We, at the end of the day, we can look at the road and say, we know now that these people have something better.
Uh huh. Do the two of you work on projects together? You've known one another before this tour?
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh.
The Taish is not just work. Of course, when you spend so much time with people, you get to be friends too. So, we've spent a lot of time together before the tour.
As I said, Taish is our lives. That includes people in Taish. We meet like at least once a week, and then when we work on one project, because of Taish's four groups, then each group that works gets to be much closer itself. Like me and Noah are both in Jerusalem, in the Jerusalem group, so mm-hmm. we're in a really close act, and we consider ourselves to be friends.
I think the very notion of Palestinians and Israelis working together is pretty radical. I think that's what places us on the radical side of the spectrum,
mm-hmm.
because until now, almost all activities were just either Jewish or Palestinian.
Or talking.
Or talking and not actually doing.
Uh-huh.
And the notion of Israelis, Jews, you know, Israeli Jews and Palestinians working together is even threatening to many Israelis and many Palestinians, both inside in Israel and in the occupied territories.
Well, and it sounds as though your membership is growing, so that you address some felt need in the community, in the society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way I see Israeli Jewish society anyway, maybe Lina can say a bit more about the Palestinian Israeli society, but within the Jewish society, a lot of polarization is going on right now. The people who have tended to be right or have turned, you know, to the right wing, the right side of the map, are getting more extremist in that direction, and people who have chosen the other direction have become more polarized in this direction. So there is a growing need of those people who feel that what's happening right now is wrong. There's a growing need to express this and to demonstrate and to do something against it. So it reflects that force in society. Of course, there's wide sweep of many people towards the other side, towards a nationalistic perspective and racist perspective on things.
Mm-hmm. Lina, what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on that? Do you agree with that?
I think that like in both sides, the easiest thing to do is just get inside the warm
consensus
of of nationality, of nationalism, and being on your side. And I'm saying it in quotes, like, you're going to be who you are and on your side, and it's very easy to do it, because when you do it, then you're part of a consensus, and it's very easy. For us, we try to get people out of that consensus, get people to understand that there's not their side and our side in the nationalistic way, but there is our side and their side, and on what you believe in. And if you believe in your humanity and the other side's humanity, then you're not on the nationalistic side. And these people that we try to address and bring to our group, we believe that we managed to recruit many people that come and see that actually we're not just like inventing something that does not exist. We show people by working together, when you stand and sweat side by side, Palestinian and Jew.
Right.
You understand, it's not a bluff. It's something that is possible, and something that exists. I think that's what's giving the power to our activities and bringing more activists.
I think the way I see it, and Lina sees it too, I think, that there's not so much in us and them on the nationalistic level as in Israelis and or Jews and Palestinians. But if the world is divided into two camps, it's the camp that wants peace and the camp that doesn't. And each camp has both Palestinians and Jews on it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the division that's actually prevalent in this conflict, for us anyway.
Well, I'd like to give you the last word. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like to leave people with, or something that you would like to say?
Well, I'd say that as dark as things look today, I believe that eventually, with the more people like me and Noah believing in what we believe, peace is achievable. And we are going to get there. We just hope that we are not going to have to be much more blood of both sides to get there.
Yeah. I think that the most important thing for people is to know about the other side. And once they know what the other side feels and the pain that the other side feels and their humanity and their hopes and their wishes, then you can't ignore them. And that's the only solution to this situation, to know the other side. So when that's achieved, I think it'll be much easier to get there.
Well, I wish you luck with it.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing you. Have a good trip. Have a safe journey. Have good talks.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll see you soon.
Yes, we sure will. Good thing.
Okay.
See you again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to an interview with Noah Nativ, a Jewish Israeli, and Lina Delashe, a Palestinian Israeli. They will be speaking in Castlegar this Saturday night, June 29th, 7 p.m. at the Brilliant Cultural Center. Come on down. It's free. I'm Jim Terrell. This is Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, B.C.